Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of 1 John as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We ought to overcome the world. Why ought we to overcome the world? Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Everybody else that seems to have achieved success or fame or fortune or whatever it may be, they have not overcome one thing, and that's the world. They've fallen victim to it, a snare to it. Who overcomes the world? Those that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So don't let the world fool you when it looks like this person has success over here and this person has happiness here. No one overcomes the world except through Jesus Christ. All right. We're out of time. Okay. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Now I want to hold here just a minute, just to put a pin in this. The Spirit beareth witness. It testifies. When Jesus Christ said, I am the light, and then he said, ye are the light, Jesus Christ, the Godhead, bears witness, and it tells us you're to bear witness of these things. There's a special place for us in the divine economy of God. We're not just saved to be put on a shelf and sit on the sideline till the Lord comes back. We're to be a witness. Okay. For there are three in verse 7 that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. There's the Trinity right there. We could sit on that for a while, but we're going to move on. There are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Again, God's greater. He's greater than our hearts. He's greater than the world. He's greater than the witness of men. No matter what they may say, God's word will stand for all eternity. That will be the final word. So that's the one that we should be worried about and trying to focus on. Don't worry about the false witnesses around you, the testimonies of man. Focus on the things of God. Okay. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified, what of his Son? We have a whole nother lesson on just the place that God has given to Jesus Christ in the Godhead, the triunity. And the Spirit bears witness of the Son. God himself bears witness of the Son. You and I ought to bear witness of the Son in our life. That's what all this is about. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. This is that ultimate rejection. And this is the record, verse 11, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. Oh, boy. Okay. These things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Has he stressed the importance of the Son of God enough yet? We're to bear witness of this. Oh, okay. We could go. We're out of time. But let me tell you this. There's verse number 16. Let's look at it. It's important. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. This is going to be your little tidbit of gold at the end of the lesson that I just want to make sure that we get addressed, because there's been pamphlets published and messages preached about that. They call it the unpardonable sin, the sin that cannot be forgiven. And all kinds of preachers might have all kinds of opinions and things of this, of what it is. Listen, the unpardonable sin is unbelief. It's not suicide. It's not this. It's not that. It is unbelief. Well, how can you say that? How do you know? Here's how I know. The Spirit bears record, witness of the Son. God bears witness of the Son, testifying that he is the Savior of the world. Let's look at this verse for you. We'll close with this verse. It's Matthew chapter number 12, verses 31 and 32. Let me share this with you, and then we'll close. I know we're out of time. But this is important for you to know, because it's one thing for you to just know it, but here's to know why you know it, to be able to know that Scripture tells us. It's not just the opinion of the preacher, it's the truth of Scripture. Look at Matthew 12, verses number 31 and 32. Wherefore, this is Jesus speaking, I say unto you, all manner of sin, all manner of sin. So we've got sin categorized, and how much of it? All of it. All manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. All sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven. But here is the exception. The blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Why? Because that Holy Ghost bears witness that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. God bears witness. And when you deny that, you make God a liar. That's what you make him out to be, because it's his witness that he's given to us. That's why he says that sin unto death. Is there a sin that can't be forgiven? Yes, it's unbelief. Why? Because the Spirit bears record of the Son. The Father bears record of the Son. And you and I ought to bear record of the Son to the lost and dying world around us. And when they reject that, when they deny that record, that sin of unbelief is the only thing for which there is no forgiveness. The Bible said all other sin, I don't care what it is, what you classify it as, if they take their own life or if they live in adultery or if some people, it's homosexuals can't be, all sin is forgiven except the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, literally when you reject the truth of Jesus Christ. All creation is evidence and proof of a divine creator, and he bears record that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man cometh unto the Father but by him. All this love folds in together. Oh, I wish we could tie all of it together the way I wanted. We are just out of time. So just look at verse 21 of 1 John 5, because this is what he chooses to end it with, and rightfully so. Well, look at verse 20. We know that the Son of God is cometh, given us an understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. This is the purpose that all these things have been written. If you ever need a refresher, just read 1 John 5:20. And then verse 21, with all these things in mind, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why? Because what's going to distract you from that love of Christ in your life? When you start to love the things of the world, you lose sight, and we got to come back to the source. And once we've found that, and that love is evident in our life again, and we've got a hold of it, keep yourself from idols, because it'll get you off track in a heartbeat. Our Father, we thank you so much for the reading of your word. Lord, I know the lesson didn't get to touch on all the topics that we wanted to. I just pray that in the time that we've had together, that you just help these truths of Scripture to stick with us, Lord. The importance of abiding in that love to keep ourselves from idols, because they tear us away from you. We love you. We just pray that you would bless the evening worship. Be with us in a special way. Thank you for all you do, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, From now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.